Welcome to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. I'm Emily with Emily Eats and Explores.
And I'm Ashley from Ashley It's Around. We like to think of this podcast as part Travel Channel, part Bravo. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes.
Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Travel Chat with Ashley and Emily. We ended with a little bit of a cliffhanger last time, so we're going to talk about the start of our amazing Antarctica adventure. And we ended last episode of chatting about us flying to Ushuaia, which is considered the end of the earth.
Well, it's not considered, it is. It's the southernmost city in the world.
Southernmost city in the world, the end of the world as we know it. So we flew there and we had a surprising little, so you guys know we signed up for this trip like we had like 10
like
days.
Like the day before.
Like we had no idea what the heck was going on. No clue. So the fact that once we got to Ushuaia, like, I mean, I probably knew once we got to Argentina because that's when we were like chatting with people and like we had drinks with everybody that was in our little group of.
They did. I didn't. I skipped us. Drinks.
Oh, right. You skipped drinks. I forgot about that. But we found out that we actually had a little day in Ushuaia and Ushuaia. Our guy on the bus who was talking the whole time that was like,
oh my God,
Ashley was going to strangle her. She was saying, Ushuaia? 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 Like very quick.
It's Ushuaia.
Ushuaia. She's calling it Ushuaia.
It was very pretty, but this woman.
It was very pretty.
She just, I don't know how else to explain it. It was like she hadn't talked to anybody in 26 years.
I mean, they are literally living. I mean, when you fly into the city, it's like the most insane thing because it's just like mountains, 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 beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then it's like this little town, like
it wasn't that little,
but it looks very little obviously when you're up in the air, but you're just like mountain, 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 oh, town on like the water. And yeah, anyway, they have a national park there that's part of Patagonia, so
which was gorgeous. We did drive around there.
So gorgeous. So basically we got off the flight, they did all of our like bag checking for the ship. And then we got to go on a little bus tour of the national park, which was really, really beautiful. We got a really gorgeous day for it. It was like very sunny. It was warm.
And that's rare. They said they get like 250 days of rain a year. So we were pretty lucky. It was clear and gorgeous. And
yeah, it was such a great start to the trip. And everybody was just like excited and in a good mood. And I mean, we were all pretty tired too, but
Emily's like, everybody was in such a great mood and not I actually. Was on the bus like, don't you fucking sit next to me.
Everybody's like, is she okay? And I'm like, you just ignore her. Just ignore her.
She'll be
what
fine.
Danielle says, give her a Diet Coke and let her sit for an hour.
So I will say, let me, because I already talked about this publicly, but literally, as I was packing to go to the airport for the flight to Ushuaia, I got a flurry of texts from my family that my grandpa had died. So I just really wasn't in a good mood. So it's not like my standard, like, oh, I'm just annoyed. I was really just like, I was exhausted. Like, my family was texting me. I just was like, really, I was sort of like, can I just like, not do this tour? And they were like, yeah, the only thing else you can do is like go sit in the town, but then you have to walk to the port. And I was like, screw it, like I'll just sit on this stupid bus. And it was actually very pretty, but I just, yeah, I wasn't in a great mood.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't nasty, I just was like, listen, I don't want to talk to anybody, like, can you just like leave me alone? And everybody else was like, we're going to Antarctica, and I'm like, don't talk to me.
But some other people were like that too. Like, there were definitely people, we probably had like four stops, I would say. And some people just like would stay on the bus and sleep because we did have a very early departure. So everyone was kind of like out of it. I was definitely zoning out.
By the end of it too. I like passed out the last, I didn't even get out on the last stop because I was asleep.
Yeah. But the first stop on our bus tour was the southernmost
post office.
And which I was obsessed with because the guy in there, I was like, I love this guy. I want to make a reel about him. He was so cute. And he, like, his job is just to, like, stamp.
He's put all the stamps of the penguins on your postcard.
So you can get a postcard and you can send it to, like, a friend or family member. And then you can also get your passport stamped, which is really fun. And so this little man with, like, one of those curly mustaches was doing that. And he was just
He was a character.
He was like, I'm obsessed with him. And there was all the pictures on the wall of everybody taking photos with him. And it was very, very cute. That put me in a
much better mood.
Yeah, he was so cute. And then there was, like, it was on the water, too, which was really beautiful. Yeah, so
it was really gorgeous.
Taking some content and things there. Then we went to the visitor center, which was also gorgeous. It was
and in on a lake,
really nice, pretty, like, cabin-y type vibe with a little coffee shop, and it had a beautiful sitting area. And that's where some people were also, like, leaving for hikes and stuff there. So there were, like, hiking trails. I would love to go back there. Honestly, I know some trips you do spend some time in Ushuaia, and so if you're looking into Antarctica and, like, look out for those things, see, like, do they have that charter flight, do you spend time in Ushuaia, because it actually is really beautiful. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to spend a lot of time there if the weather wasn't as great, but the weather that we got, like, I definitely could have spent more time there to just hang out and maybe go for, like, a hike or something and, like, explore the little town, because it actually looked really cute. It looked like a little, like, Swiss village. It was very
cool. It was very cute. I want to go back and do more of, like, Southern Argentina and Chile, because I basically only did Santiago, and then I actually flew to Atacama, which is also stunning. But yeah, I think a lot of people, like, forget about Argentina and Chile, and, like, yes, there are, like, super intensive hikes there, but, like, I'm not a super intensive hiker, and there are still plenty of things to do if, like, a day hike is more your speed. Yeah. So,
if you're interested in flying more luxuriously for less and getting cheap business class flight deals, make sure you head to the show notes or my website, ashleygetsaround.com, to sign up for my free email list.
I mean, in Ushuaia, like, in the national park, they had, which I actually really love these, like, when they have those wooden boards, like, throughout. Yes. And usually it's not, like, you're not going up in elevation. Like, usually they're quite flat, but it's just, like, a really nice way to, like, walk through. I don't know, they're, like, some, like, marshy areas or the woods or things like that, just on these, like, wooden platforms, and they had those there, which looked really, really nice. So yeah, just really, really beautiful, like, really stunning, reminding me of, like, I don't know, maybe like a Yosemite, Colorado type vibe, like, just, like, kind of views that you're just like, holy shit, like, I can't believe I'm here right now. Just really pretty. Yeah. And what else did we do? What was our last stop? I can't even. We went to, like, a really pretty glacial lake. Like, one of those lakes where it's like, oh my God, the water is so crystal clear.
That's the, like, one where you took a photo of the three of us, or is this the one I didn't get off the bus for?
You know? No, I don't think you got off the bus for this one.
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, at that point, I had already passed out. I was like, get off the bus, leave me here.
You were like, I'm done. I'm ready, like, to go.
Leave the woman behind. Leave me. Just go. Save yourself.
But then we got brought to the ship, which was just so exciting. I will say,
they do it very organized. Like,
yes, they do. Like,
they do try to pace it to where they don't let all the buses leave at the same time. And so then it was like, once we were, like, leaving the post office, the next bus was getting there. And we were, I think, either the first or second bus on the ship. We were one of the earlier ones. And then I will say, the customer service on this ship was probably, like, the best customer service I've had literally anywhere in my entire life. And, like, if you knew me at all, you would understand, like, how big of, like I complain at the Four Seasons.
It's a big
deal.
It's a big deal.
I will go and be like, hi.
excuse, like, me, my room isn't big enough.
That is not true. No, but, like, you know, like, at the St. Regis, they like to call me Mr. Peterson. So I'm like, I'm not going to stay at a 5-star hotel and, like, you call me Mr. Peterson. Like, I'm not dealing with it. But, like, And that's not to say I don't have good customer service a lot of places, because I do, but I think like I was sitting down and everybody was like, they had snacks and like canapes and like drinks for everybody. And like, you could tell by looking at me, I was like done. I was like half asleep. I was like irritated. I was like, when do we get to our rooms? And like the man from the front desk, like took one look at me and came over and was like, what's your name? Do you want to go ahead and go to your room? And I'm like, yes. And like, got my key. And then I think I was like one of the only people they helped with their luggage. Like they like, he carried my like bag, like my purse down to my room, showed me everything in my room. Like a butler would do. It was like amazing. And was like, please let us know if you need anything. And our rooms were really nice. And I was like, wow, like that is some like incredible service that like you could tell, like, cause I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm just like really tired. And the guy was like, no worries. Like, do you want to go ahead and like, let me get your key. And I was in my room within 10 minutes of getting on that ship. So I was already like, oh, this is some service.
Yeah, it was really nice that they did that, because it wasn't like a long time, and they like Ashley said, like they did it really well, where they're like, they gave everybody the champagne and we had like the food and stuff like that. So they like made sure that you were like fed and entertained and everything. They had like a piano player.
They had a piano player. It was great. Playing.
And so during that time, they were just getting everybody organized. You had this paper to fill out, and then they took your photo, which I'm always like, why do people take photos? And now I know that like they do it so that the people that are going to be serving you like recognize you, because once I got up there, like they'd be like, oh, hello, Miss Emily, or like blah 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 blah, and they're like, oh, they know me now, everybody knows me. So you got your photo taken, you signed up the paperwork, you got your key. And then you're allowed to go up and see your room. So we did a little swappy swap, which was really fun. So we left our luggage downstairs because some of the luggage was in the room if you didn't check it. But then we also had luggage. So I was rooming with Danielle and we left our luggage down there. And then we like each took turns to go up to film the room for content, obviously. So I went up with Ashley. And it was really fun because she got to film my reaction and I got to film the room, because we actually got upgraded our room and we had no idea. We booked like the room. All the rooms are gorgeous. Like you really can't go wrong with any of the rooms that you booked. But we booked the most basic one, where it had a window. They called it a Juliet balcony, but it was a big window that you could
open. You could roll open, down.
Yeah. It like the top of it opened. So that's the room that we booked, and then we ended up getting upgrade to a suite, because I don't know, Danielle did some magic, who knows, which was like,
yeah, we both got upgraded, which was really nice, and oh, we were right, on the you same got floor upgraded
too.
Yeah, yeah, I got upgraded too, but I think
to
I got
balcony
upgraded
room, right?
Yeah. I got upgraded. I mean, we should preface that the ship we were on is like a very nice ship.
It's a very so, nice like, ship.
No room that you would get would be bad. And if you had the Juliet balcony, your room was actually a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So I actually lost a little bit of space having the balcony. I mean, I'm definitely like, I wanted the balcony. There were like, I got to watch whales from my balcony. Like that was amazing.
So cool.
And I was next door to Lindsay. So I would sometimes open the like door and they would hear me and they'd be like, hey, Ashley, they'd be like sitting outside. It was like really funny. But yeah, the every single room, like I want to go on another cruise on that ship. Like it was so nice. The bathrooms were massive. Like you had these big showers. If you've ever taken a cruise, like you'll know you like end up touching the sides of the shower because they're like tubes that you're just like shoved in. These were like normal size showers, basically. I mean, they weren't like, you know, massive, but they had a seat in them and they had like jets in the back.
Jets in the back. So nice.
So you could have like a rain shower, the handle, or the jets in the back, and you could sit there and it was really nice. And then they had, I'm going to pronounce this brand horribly. Like Danielle said, I pronounce it really weird.
Oh, the fancy. Oh, yeah. She was making fun of you, but I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know anything about this brand. So
I thought it was L'Occitane. Whatever. You guys know what I mean.
They had fancy soaps.
But they had like actually good conditioner. I actually used it in my hair, yeah, and that's like never the case. And like the floor was like marble. Like it didn't really matter what room you had. The rooms were very nice.
It was stunning.
I do think compared to some of the other ships I've seen, I think the my room might have been a little bit smaller, but I was by myself. It was plenty big. They had robes. Everything was like high end. The mini bar was like included. So they had like Coke, Diet Coke, like Sprite, some juices, coffee, tea, Nespresso, like high end stuff. Mm-hmm. And then every day they would like refill it if you, and I didn't even realize that until like 3 days into the cruise that I
know.
Like,
I don't think we ever really used our mini bar. We also never sprayed our champagne. They gave us like the champagne with the suite and we never opened it and we never sprayed it or did anything with it.
It's so funny.
Regrets.
But these ships are not like traditional cruise ships, you guys. Like they're not big. It's more of a yacht. It's basically, yeah. They actually even call it on their website, like small yacht experience.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's like in the middle between like a cruise ship and a yacht because it has like the nice features of a yacht and it doesn't feel as big at all as like a normal size cruise ship. It's also, we also had a bit of a unique experience too, because I think when you go with Atlas separately, like we went through like the third party company, but if you go with Atlas separately, they'll have more of those like sit down meals and other experiences that we didn't have just because we went through this third party company, but it was still like amazing. Everything you could have breakfast delivered to your room every morning. They had like 24 hour room service. Just, yeah, really, really nice. Ashley wasn't that impressed by the food, but if you're interested in learning more about getting paid to travel the world, make sure you check out the show notes and grab my free masterclass, How to Make $5,000 a Month While Traveling.
Listen, you can't take me anywhere. No, I wasn't. Listen, I wasn't not impressed with the food. I thought the service was totally incredible. And like, they did have a lot of very good food. Like that French onion soup was so good.
Yes.
What I didn't like, the breakfast menu was incredible. Like I was just like, I should have ordered breakfast. I wish I had ordered breakfast more often. So good.
I will think about those hash browns forever.
Well, they told Emily that it didn't have Nutella. And then the next day I ordered waffles and they came with Nutella.
I was so sad. They're like, we don't have Nutella on this ship. Then Ashley gets
They probably saw my name and they were like, we better give her one Nutella.
Give her
we have
everything.
Left.
Our backup. Our backup of Nutella.
We flew in this Nutella. No, I don't even know if it was Nutella. Maybe it was just chocolate syrup. But either way, it was delicious. Here's the thing that I didn't like is and these buffets, I will say, they were very aggressive and like watching people touch the buffet. So, and I feel like if you're doing an Antarctica cruise, like you're probably not gross, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, I don't want to eat three meals a day off a buffet. It felt very Golden Corral or Western Sizzler. And like, that's not the vibe. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind a buffet for breakfast and I don't mind a buffet for lunch, but like for dinner, I kind of would have preferred like ordering off a menu.
Yeah. And we had that the last night and that was actually like, it was really good. That was probably one of my favorite meals.
Yeah. So I think.
So I'm thinking their sit down would be really good.
And I think it also varies by the day, right? Because there were some days that I was like, oh my gosh, I love everything on this buffet. And then there were other days at dinner, I was like, cool, I'm just going to order like a chicken. I'm going to order fries from my room. And then they have this incredible like Paula's Pantry place.
Loved Paula's Pantry.
I missed Javier so much.
He's the best.
I literally looked at Emily, this man, I don't think this man's ever been sad a day in his life. And I literally looked at Emily one time and I was like, do you think he's on meds? Or do you think he's just this happy? And I think he generally was just like a happy person.
Yeah.
Like he just, you know, he'd be like, oh, hi, Ashley. Like, what can I get you? And I'd be like, I think you want a muffin. And then even if you were like, oh, no, I don't want a muffin. I want this. He goes, okay, no problem. Like they had like muffins and sandwiches and snacks. And that was open from like 6 a.m. to like 9 p.m. So you could always get like cookies or
Yeah, it was awesome. I got the pizza almost every single day. I tried the cupcakes multiple days.
And tons of coffee, like all the different kinds of coffee.
Like,
and
he would make like coffees, like not just coffee. Like they had frappuccinos and cappuccinos and
And he would make you like literally anything. So I kept getting vanilla cappuccinos.
Ooh.
They were so good. He would put just a little bit of vanilla syrup in them. They were like crack.
Yum. Oh my God. Wait, I miss it so much. I want to go back. So this is making me so sad. And they had juices. I love the juices. They had like the wellness shots that you could get, like ginger shots and like
They had fruit. They always had like little slices of fruit.
It was like, it was so good. It was just like so well done. So you really like, you could get that kind of stuff anytime. Like you wouldn't go.
The only other thing that I did like, and this is honestly a very minor complaint. It's not even a complaint. It's just a statement. The room service menu kind of sucked. So like the first, you know, four times I ordered room service, I was fine eating a chicken Caesar wrap, but by the fifth time I was like, I can't handle this. And the burger, like, obviously is frozen. I get it, we're in Antarctica, like they're not down there like grounding fresh beef. Like I know that it's frozen. Like I'm sorry, where's your butcher? Is he not on the ship? But it was like, I don't know, it wasn't the best. The fries were amazing. Those were great. And so that's sort of what we lived off of, is I would be like, and they did have sweet potato fries. So I would order.
God, well, I missed all of this. What? Never had a burger, never had a chicken Caesar wrap, never had sweet potato fries.
Emily Cooper, you were such a liar.
I had a bite of the burger, the burger that you got. I had a bite of it, but I don't remember it because
she was drunk.
Because we were drunk. But I got the fries though. Mind you, this is like 3 a.m. So even if I wasn't drunk, I probably wouldn't remember it anyway.
So the other thing is, because we chartered the whole ship, most of the time, the people on, I think most of the time, the average age of the cruise is like 65. So I think that's another reason why they give such good service, is because old people are like me. They're all like complainers.
Yeah. No, that's true. And that's why when people were doing like the polar plunge, they were like, why do all these people want to do the polar plunge?
Yeah, like, they were like, just like really shocked that. So I guess normally they do the polar plunge and it takes like 30 minutes because they have like, you know, maybe 20 to 50 people out of the ship do it, or maybe half the ship. But basically like 90% of our ship did the polar plunge, and then a fair number of people did it a second time.
Yeah, it was.
I regret not doing it a second time, but I had a massage and I didn't want to cancel my massage.
I wasn't going to do it. And then last minute I ran down because I wanted to do a backflip, but then I got scared because there were two levels and the bottom level jetted out. And so I do like flips, like gymnast flips, where you're pretty much just going up and like landing in one place. So I don't know how to do like a normal flip where you're flipping and going backwards like a lot. And you would have had to in the situation. So then I got nervous and then I just did a normal jump. But I still got a cute video of it.
I'm obsessed. I want to go back and do the polar plunge again. It was like so great. It was so fun.
I just want to go on the ship again. Do they all have Paula's Pantry? Because I want to go to do the freaking Greenland one.
I want to do the Greenland one, but it's Atlas on the World is great. Map again.
Would highly recommend Atlas.
Highly recommend. I mean, we were all like there was a group of us that were like, "Do you guys want to do Greenland this summer on the same ship?"
They're like, "Yes." And so Julie was saying it too, right? She's like, "You guys are going to come to the." Like the Arctic Circle or whatever.
Julie,
good morning.
We miss her. She sang an incredible, oh my gosh, she used to do like theater, like musical theater. And she sang.
She was our cruise director.
She was our cruise director. And she sang the Etta James.
At Last. Song,
At Last, and killed it. I was like, what?
She was so good. She's like, I sang this at my wedding. Now we're divorced.
I was like, I like her even more now. She was great. And then we did have a few lectures, but again, like, I definitely don't think they were the kind of lectures that like National Geographic has, but some people didn't go to any of the lectures. I was like, I'm a nerd. So I went to like the bird one. And then I went to a couple of the ice ones. I honestly felt like it was too short. Like, I wish we had had a couple more days in Antarctica.
Yeah,
because once I was, like, getting used to, like, the whole process of, like, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do this, we were like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
If you want to maximize your points and miles so you can travel more for less, check out TravelMoreCon. More information down below in the show notes.
I was ready to get home by the end of it, but, like, I just needed, like, a day at home, and then I wanted to go back.
But we did also, so we all did kayaking, which was incredible. We had a leopard seal hitting our kayak boats. It was crazy.
It was crazy. So Danielle and Ashley signed up for this like at the very, very beginning. And I knew that I wasn't like going to do kayaking or camping, and they were going to do both of them. But I still went. I think I only went to the camping lecture. I don't know if I went to the kayaking one. But I just like, I was in my room. They were going down for kayaking, and they ended up being, so they did them in groups, and they ended up being the last kayakers. So this was going to be our last time. Like, this was going to be our last outing. So we go out usually twice a day for like, they call them landings. So they were going to skip this last landing, and they were going to do kayaking. So I was just like sitting in my room, and I was like, oh, I have this feeling like that I should go, or like I should at least ask and see if they have a spot available. So I ended up going down and asking them, and they were like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. But like, we'll check and see. They ended up having one spot available, and like some people were, had been on wait lists and like didn't even get a spot. So they ended up having one spot available. So I was able to go, and I was able to do the last excursion with Ashley and Danielle, which was so nice. And we got like champagne and everything. So it was such like a serendipitous moment. Is that the right word for it? I don't know.
It was very good. It was very cute. Like, you're definitely, so you're in dry suits. You will freeze. You will be a little cold. And the gloves they give you are not touch, like touch gloves, because they're like the wetsuit material. So I ended up having to keep one of my hands out. And that was probably the coldest that I got, because we were in the water, because I was kayaking with a hand in like 30 degree weather in ice. Like, we were actually kayaking through ice, which was really cool. I've never done OSHA kayaking on ice. And then it was really funny is like in the lecture, they had told us like, you have to have done ocean kayaking before. Like, this is not for first timers.
I didn't go to the lecture. I've never done ocean kayaking.
I mean, Emily was fine, but like there was one lady in our group who literally, as they were putting as we were getting in the boats, she was like, yeah, so I actually have never done kayaking before. And we were like, are you kidding me? Like, you took a spot from somebody. And then the lady who was, she was from France, but she goes, well, too late now.
She was funny. We had a funny group.
But she did say, she was like, if you tip these ocean kayaks over, you were trying to.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty stable. But yeah, we kayaked through. And I will say, we ended up like spending like an hour with a leopard seal, which was like obviously really cool. So we actually didn't even like kayak. I feel like we only kayaked for 30 minutes.
We didn't I was kind of like,
this is lame.
But also the area that we were kayaking in, like, I was kind of fine with that, because the area, there wasn't like a crazy amount to see or do.
It was just ice.
I felt like it was pretty much, you're just like kayaking through ice, but this is cool. But the leopard seal, like, so freaking amazing. Like, I'll never forget.
It was really funny, because afterwards people were like, oh my God, were you not nervous? And I'm like, no. Like, I think she was just trying to play with us. And they're like, they've killed people. And I'm like, okay, just, if that's how I go, it's fine. Just relax. Yeah. Like, it's fine. And then I will say, we're going to have to do a third Antarctica episode. Like, there's no way of getting around it. Because this was just the boat.
We're just going to keep talking. Yeah. Just the boat. We're going to have to do like a packing one. I don't know, guys. You're just getting a lot of Antarctica.
Welcome to the Antarctica series. This is episode 2 of maybe 1, 2, 3. Or 4, because we talked about us booking it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you guys aren't sick of this.
Well, I think we should definitely do another episode, because we have to tell them all about like at the actual Antarctica.
Right. I know. We have to do that. Okay. We'll wrap this one up and get to that one.
Well, they have to wait. They have to wait a whole week.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Well, next week, come back to hear our final, what we think is our final episode in our Antarctica series.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
And if you want more of our shenanigans, you can follow us on social. I'm at Ashley @AshleyGetsAround.
And I'm at Emily @EmilyEatsAndExplores.